is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The local nurseries are filled with Fraser firs, balsams, pine, and spruce. You learned all about the different types yesterday when we talked about tree selection. The fragrant trees are a memorable part of many a Christmas. I'm so excited. I just bought my tree from a local nursery. It's the perfect size for my small home. I picked a Fraser fir. Before you get your tree home, consider where you're going to put it. That's a big decision. Where's it going to fit? Always measure the area. You may think you're good at eyeballing it, but once that baby's in the house, you do not want to cut it. Oh, that's another story that involved friends of ours, a way too large Christmas tree, and a chainsaw indoors. Let's just say they were cleaning up after that for years. Gratefully, they all survived. Keep your tree away from heat registers, radiators, computers, fireplaces, space heaters, and any other heat source. These will speed up evaporation, cause moisture loss, needle drop, and create a possible fire hazard. You know where you're going to put your tree. You've selected it. Now you need a gallon-sized water stand that's big enough to fit your tree and filled with warm water, ready and waiting. Before bringing your beauty into the house, take a half-inch straight cut off the bottom of the trunk to reopen the tree to take up water. This is a very important step to keep your tree healthy and fully able to take up that water, because Christmas trees love to drink. If the water level drops below the fresh cut, it will reseal and your tree won't be able to drink. Check the level daily and don't add anything to the water. One old adage had people putting sugar in the water. It does nothing but attract the dog, the cat, and curious kids. Research has shown that plain old tap water is the best. When I was a kid, Mom always put on her Gene Autry Christmas album while we decorated the tree. Ah, memories. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.